And welcome back to another episode of the Parent Pick Me Up podcast, where we try to quickly provide you some valuable information that we believe will help both you and your kids navigate through this digital world we live in. Now, in this episode, I want to cover something, a skill really, that you probably thought you were done with after the last paper that you wrote. And that skill is research. But I feel like research is a very important thing that we need to make part of our daily lives if we're going to choose to actively live in the digital platforms that we are on. So a couple things. I encourage you to go back to listen to some of the episodes about us being the product and the attention economy. Because what you have to realize is while, yes, this is going to apply to social media and other online platforms, it also applies to news sites, news networks. Because the thing is, we were kind of having a shared experience. We turned into the nightly news, and the point was to relay information. We are now in a battle for our attention. And so what's happening is they want to get your attention. They need those eyes, those viewerships, those sales. Does it mean that everything that's shared is a lie? No, in no way does that mean. But it might mean that there may be some misinformation in there, or at least some kind of insightful information that triggers your emotions that might be unnecessary, but also could lead you down the road path of misinformation and sharing things that aren't true, or causing you to react in the wrong way to something else. So I think it's important to think about that and realize you're not immune to this no matter what. And so the example I use is that I had to realize, because I was proud of myself, wasn't using social media. At that time, I was getting off YouTube as well. But I was on Yahoo because I thought Yahoo is a news aggregator. That means it pulls in information from multiple websites. So therefore, I'm going to bear a very balanced picture of news and information. But what I quickly realized is that I was getting like one side of the story and like the same topic over and over again. And I started realizing that there's no way this is the news of the world. There's no way this is all that's happening in the world is this one type of thing. And what I realized was it was like everything else. It was an algorithm feeding me links, clickbait, other information that wasn't necessarily designed to give me a better picture of the world or a full picture of the world, but instead to keep my attention. And so I encourage you on a couple things for yourself and for your kids to really think about how we really do need to be professional researchers when it comes to information and the information we're digesting and deciding how we are going to respond to it. And I think this can play out in a few different ways. One, I think, is just kind of slowing down. And I think a lot of times what happens is, because it's designed that way, things trigger our emotions and we respond quickly. We like quickly, we share quickly, we click quickly. And so the first thing I would say always is if something gets you extra happy or extra angry or extra sad, just pause for a moment. And especially if this is like a photograph or a video, pause and take some seconds to really look at it and think, can I gather context from this photo, this video to say, you know, was this something before? Was it something more recent? Was it something actually from another incident, but they're using it to apply to this because it adds more emotion to the situation? And so really look at that. You can also look at things, and it gets really tricky with AI, but look for things that just kind of stand out to go, this doesn't quite add up. It doesn't kind of look real. And then that case, maybe I need to move on from this. I can tell this is misinformation, or maybe I need to dig deeper. And in the digger and deeper conversation, I think that is where the conversation really comes in. Because the big part of this and everything we do is about we've got to talk to our kids. We have to let them know these things. They need to be aware of, in my opinion, the amount of work it's going to take to live in a healthy way in the digital world that we live in. Because it just is. You can't move quickly and respond quickly and take the easy path. You're going to end up in a world of anger and sadness and confusion and honestly sharing and saying lots of hurtful things. So the second thing is start to do and dig down deeper into what may be going on. And so a lot of times what I'll do is if I see a story, first thing is I'll go see, do I see this on any other site? Because it kind of lets me know, one, that this is something that may gain traction, so it's worth knowing about, it's worth being informed. We want to be informed citizens. But it also kind of gets me an idea of why maybe one particular site or source or author is focusing on that. Doesn't always mean that it means you brush it aside, but it could mean that it's a one-sided thing or something of similar nature. And so you start to do that and say, do I see it anywhere else? Does it gain traction? Also, I will start to search for the picture, for the video, for the article, because a lot of times, because things do move so quickly, a lot of times you can get information and start to realize, like, oh, this is what's going on because someone's already jumped on it and realized it. So, for example, I've seen things bounced around the internet that are designed basically to make us afraid, like the world's falling apart, the world's ending. And what happens is it's like one photo from one specific incident 8 to 9 years ago, and there's context for that photo. It doesn't make it good or bad. There's just context for it. And then also you start to learn, like, oh, people just keep recycling this video, this photo into GIFs and memes and other articles for whatever those purposes may be. The next thing that I'll encourage you to do, and this does not have to happen all the time, but is to really start to look at kind of history and data. We have access to a lot of information, and this isn't for everything, but this would be for those bigger things that are going to cause you to take an action of some kind, whatever that may be. It could be a purchase. It could be something you want to teach your kids. It could be, you know, voting on some big major issue. And so I encourage you with those sorts of things is to really start to dig deep into looking at history and data, understanding, like, what are these numbers? How are they supposed to be used? Where did they come from? History. How did we get here? Has this happened before? And maybe what are some cause and effects? I like to look at history, not just as boring dates and people, but kind of like a sociology thing of, like, cause and effect. What happened? How did we get here? What could have been different? What can we do different this time? And hear me. When you get that information, it doesn't necessarily change how you're going to respond. But what I find is it slows you down enough to where the hurtful, harmful things we do, like, we're not as riled up anymore and we don't do those things. Like, we make wiser choices. So that's one piece. But the other thing I find is that we learn a lot. We gain perspective. And for me, what happens is like, let's say online research or reading a book or whatever the case may be, leads me to also, like, community research. Going and talking to people and going, hey, have you heard this? What do you think about this? Hey, you lived through this, right? Like, you have a different perspective. You came from a different path than I did. And again, it doesn't necessarily, it's not about changing what we believe, think, anything like that. But what it is about is making sure that we're informed. And think about why this is so important for our kids. It goes back to that idea of setting those baselines. So if you remember, we talked about how, like, we grew up in a world without technology, most of us that are listening to this. And so we have this physical, mental, emotional baseline that says something's not right. I need a break. I need to change something. Our kids don't have that. It's the same thing for us with media, articles, information. It's not that we don't fall into the same traps everyone else does, but a lot of times we just kind of have this sense of that seems a little off because we lived in a different world. We had access to different things. We used to digest media different ways. Kids aren't that way. This is all they've had. This is all they know. And so I think it's important that we look for ways to have conversations. And so for me, what I do is I've started trying to be less selfish. So instead of just for me trying to digest and protect my own emotions and mental state and doing this research to make sure I'm not freaking out about the wrong things, it's also me saying, you know what? I want to make sure that I train my kids. So I look for ways that I can have those conversations and with them and kind of walk through, like, hey, not just what have you been seeing, what have you been hearing, but hey, I just want you to notice, like, I saw this, or I know we heard this together. Let's unpack it a little bit. Let's talk about not even necessarily, like, why it's false, but maybe it's just why it's partially false, like a little bit, or maybe why it makes you feel a certain way, or how do we respond? And so kind of teaching and training them on that, because it's only going to get crazier. With artificial intelligence, AI, it's only going to more rapidly increase the amount of misinformation, misleading information, misguiding information. And so I think it's important that we as individuals, families, and the communities have these conversations, do that research, share that information with each other. So again, we're mentally, emotionally happy and in a good place. We're making good decisions, but more importantly, we're training our kids to do the same thing.
The Parent Pick Me Up podcast is a production of the Raider Media Podcast Network. Please continue to check the Raider Media Podcast Network feed as well as SunnyvilleRaiderMedia.com for our many productions that are both staff and student produced.